Dear colleagues, welcome to the OncAlert Weekly Roundup covering the top in oncology news, trials, and publications for the weeks of March 28th to April 4th, 2024. A warm reminder that these are just some highlights. However, if you want to dive deeper, follow our newsletter at www.oncalert360.com or follow the link to this post. That's www.oncalert360.com. To access any of the publications mentioned in this roundup, please see the direct links on this tweet, which will take you straight to the publisher. We start off with the Global Cancer Statistics 2022 report, jointly authored by the American Cancer Society researchers and the International Agency for Research on Cancer, presenting estimates indicating that 20 million new cases of cancer were diagnosed globally in 2022, with 9.7 million deaths attributed to the disease. Alarmingly, the report projects a surge in cancer cases to 35 million by 2050, primarily driven by population aging and growth, assuming current incidence rates persist. These changes can be due to the rise of risk factors such as unhealthy diet, physical inactivity, heavy alcohol consumption, and smoking across various regions. These findings underscore the urgent need for comprehensive interventions to mitigate the escalated burden of cancer worldwide. Our second publication, out in the New England by the Boniface team, the Scandinavian study CINEMAC. In a non-inferiority trial involving patients with clinically node-negative breast cancer and sentinel node macrometastasis, omission of completion of axillary lymph node dissection demonstrated non-inferiority to the more extensive surgery, as evidenced by a comparable 5-year recurrence-free survival rates, suggesting it a viable option, especially with nodal radiation therapy. We follow up with Embracing Cancer Complexity, Hallmarks of Systemic Disease, out on Cell by Charles Swanton and Douglas Hanahan and team. Advancements in understanding cancer over the last 50 years highlight the need to explore its systemic nature and multifaceted interactions and environmental and physiological factors to better prevent and treat the disease, requiring the integration of model systems incorporating human genetic variation. And out on JCO by Appleman, Carducci, and team, the ECOG-ACRIN E2810, a randomized double-blind placebo-controlled multi-center study aimed to assess whether pasopanib improves disease-free survival in patients with metastatic renal cell carcinoma rendered no evidence of disease after metastasectomy. But the trial did not meet its primary endpoint, as showed a concerning trend favoring placebo in overall survival. Next up, out on Nature by Kelly Lam and team, neoadjuvant nivolumab or nivolumab plus LAG-3 inhibitor relatlimab in resectable esophageal gastroesophageal junction cancer. The phase 1b trial in resectable stage 2-3 gastroesophageal cancer tested neoadjuvant immunotherapy plus chemoradiation in 32 patients, showing promising results with nivolumab alone, meeting safety criteria, adjustments needed for nivolumab plus relatlimab, combination due to toxicity, and notable correlations between higher PD-L1 LAG-3 expression and treatment response, along with the potential of CTD analysis for guiding future interventions. And ending up with tumor-infiltrating lymphocytes in triple-negative breast cancer by Leon Ferrer, Salgado, and team in JAMA Network. The study explores the correlation between tumor-infiltrating lymphocyte abundance in breast cancer tissue and survival outcomes among early-stage triple-negative breast cancer patients who receive local regional therapy but no chemotherapy, finding that higher TIL levels are associated with significantly improved survival, suggesting TIL abundance as a prognostic factor in this context. And there you have it, folks, your OncAlert Weekly Roundup. Thanking all of our colleagues worldwide for their support. Looking forward to bringing you another roundup next week and reminding you that regardless of geography, we're all OncAlert.